I've got some actions for you to do. So I don't know if you can do them in your seat real well. Okay. Hands up, who's heard of the game Simon Says? Some of you have. Well, I will just explain it to those who haven't heard about Simon Says before. What it is there's one person and they give some directions for you to do something, but you're only meant to do it when the person says, Simon says. So it might be, Simon says, put your hands on your ears. Simon says, put your hands on your toes. But if I just say, put your hands on your knees, you're not meant to do it because Simon didn't say to do it. But today I'm going to play that game. I think you've all got it. I'm going to play that game and I'm going to say Julie says, because I just feel like, I don't know, you're following me. All right, so are you ready? Julie says, put your hands on your head. Julie says, put your hands on your nose. Julie says, stand up and jump. Julie says, stop. Julie says, turn around once. Sit down. Oh, some of you nearly did. All right, one more go. Julie says, wiggle your ears with your fingers. Julie says, touch your chin. Julie says, hop on one foot. Stop. Oh, a lot of you did. Okay, I want you all to sit down now. That's a bit of a tricky game because you've got to be really thinking. But part of that game too is like an obeying game because you have to obey what the person says for you to do. And if you don't, normally what happens, you're out. And then we wait till the last person being in. But we don't have time for that today and I didn't want to go that far. But you all did really quite well. Why did we play this game this morning? Well, I am going to sit down. And I apologise that I've got to use notes this morning, but there's some kind of important things I want to say today. Because I don't know if you children know what the adults are learning about in church at the moment. Hands up if anyone knows what the adults are learning. Sonia, what do you think they're learning?
The Ten Commandments.
The Ten Commandments, that's right. And does anyone want to guess which commandment they might be looking at today? Libby?
To not kill.
No, it's got something to do with kids.
Obey your parents.
Yes, yeah, sometimes it's in some Bibles it's called obey your parents, but it's also called respecting your parents, which is kind of maybe a nicer way of putting it. I'll read what's in my Bible, which is the Bible you guys use in Sunday school, the CEV, is it called? Yeah, I know my class know that. It says this in Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. And this is what the adults are learning today. Respect your father and your mother. Did you hear that? Respect your father and your mother. And you will live a long time. Well, that's pretty good. In the land I'm giving you. So that's what they're going to learn about. And you know what? I got to thinking that, you know, if the parents are going to be learning today about children obeying parents. Most of my parents in the room, I know they'll probably have parents, but I think they're going to be thinking about you kids, obeying them. And I thought, you know, it's probably not going to work if the adults have been taught about this and the kids haven't heard anything about it today. And so the parents are going to try and get the kids to obey them and the kids are going to say, what? So I'm going to talk to you kids. I don't have any idea what Mike's going to say because Mike's teaching the adults today. I don't know. I haven't asked him what he's going to talk about. But I want you guys to be prepared for whatever it is that's coming your way after today. Is that fair enough, mums and dads? Okay. I think it's a really good idea that I talk to you guys because I think it's a good idea that parents and kids work on this commandment of God's together. Not have the parents trying really hard to get you to obey and you guys really not know what's going on. So, God's book, the Bible, which I have here, and many of you might read at home or read Bible stories out of it with your parents, it's really a book all about God's love and about God's plan for each of us, including all of you sitting here, to have a good life and to follow him. And it has lots of guidelines in it, like the Ten Commandments, that might help you to live in the very best way. So let's make a start. I have a question for you all sitting on the floor here. Who do you think in all the whole wide world, apart from God, cares for you the most, protects you the most, listens to you the most, and values the most? Rachel?
Jesus.
Jesus, that's true, God and Jesus. But who else who kind of like hangs around with you a lot?
Mum and Dad.
Yes, Mum and Dad. Did you hear those things they do? They are. They care for you. They protect you. They listen to you. And they value you. They really do. They are your biggest fans, apart from God. Yeah, if you had a fan, like, you know, Cheer Squad, yep, Karen's got it right there, Cheer Squad fan, they love you so much. And God gives them a very, very big responsible job to do for you. God asks parents to guide you, to teach you, to help you grow up. And to grow up in a way that pleases him. And that's why he gives these, let's call them instructions, in the Bible. It's not so life's going to be annoying or painful or boring. It's because he wants you to have the very best life. And so your parents, guys, they spend so much of their time looking after you, giving you new experiences, helping you learn new things. They are doing a very big job. And I think many of them are doing it so well. Let's start at the very beginning, shall we? When you were very little, they pretty much did everything for you. They would have changed your nappies. They would have given you a bath and cleaned you up after you'd been sitting in your high chair and got covered in spaghetti. You might not remember any of this, but it did happen, didn't it? Yeah. Sometimes they'd take you for walks in the pram so you could see the great big world outside. Can you think of anything else they might have done when you were really, really little? Sonia?
My mum used to take me to the aquarium and the opera house.
The aquarium and the opera house, that's pretty cool. Evie?
They might have fed you.
They might have fed you, yes, they might have. I think you're all looking beautifully healthy, so I think they might have fed you. Now, when you got a little bit older, they would have shown you how to put your own clothes on, how to dress yourself. Is that true? Yeah. They might have taught you how to brush your hair and get the knots out. And then they probably taught you how to eat with a spoon and a fork so you didn't get spaghetti all over yourself. Hands up, who still gets spaghetti all over their face? Oh dear. A little bit more work there, guys. They would take you to new and exciting places, like Evie just mentioned, like the zoo or the beach or maybe the opera house. It was Sonia. Sorry. Sonia was telling us. Or maybe the park to play on the swings, perhaps to visit family or friends. What are some other ventures you might have been on with your mum and dad?
We went to Darwin and Tasmania.
So that means going on aeroplanes. My goodness. Yes, Hannah?
Queensland.
Queensland? You guys are well travelled. Isaac? Poland and Germany. My goodness, Sonia.
China.
China? What about some things more local to home? I mean, that's just amazing, those places. Evie?
The shopping centre.
The shopping centre, yay! Gotta love the shopping centre. Who loves shopping? That's great fun. That's right. Each time you grow up a little more, your parents are looking for new ways they can help you and guide you to grow up, to be the person God wants you to be. That's their job. That's what God asks them to do. I don't think any of them just left you sitting in your cot until you were 12. You all had adventures. You all were fed. You were all cleaned. You were all had stories, amazing stories read to you. Your parents are amazing. So sometimes they get to do fun things with you to help you grow up, like reading stories. And sometimes I know mums and dads who know the stories off by heart because they've had to read it so many times. Is that right, mums and dads? Yep. They might play cricket or soccer in the backyard with you, or perhaps bake cookies with you. And that's all learning. It's all growing. Yes, Rebecca, it is. But sometimes they just have to do things just because they have to be done, like going to the dentist. Or they might help you to learn to ride a bike. And that might be fun for you, but the parents, it's very stressful. Sometimes they need to teach you how to cross the road safely. And sometimes even more difficult things they've got to do is they've got to teach you how to say please and thank you and when to do that. Sometimes they're caring for you when you're very sick in bed and sometimes have to get up in the middle of the night when they really don't want to be up. But they come, give you medicine, give you a cuddle. They are so good. And sometimes something that's hard that they do for you is they might support you and listen to you, perhaps when a friend at school might be being mean. Who is it who helps you with that? Mum and Dad. Parents do so much. A few more things just to get your brains working. They make sure, we've already had this, someone's already said, they make sure you have healthy meals. And every so often they might give you some sometimes food, like what? What's a sometimes food?
Chocolate. Ice cream.
Ice cream.
You're going to say ice cream.
Yeah.
Pizza.
Oh, these are some yummy sometimes foods.
Lollies.
Oh, they're all good sometimes foods. They know when you should have them and when you shouldn't. Okay, two more.
Donut.
Lollipops. Oh, awesome. Oh, Sammy, what do you want to tell us?
KFC,
yep. All of those are sometimes foods. So you don't get them every day because parents know what's good for you and they do the right thing. Sometimes when they've got time, they might play with you outside in the sun, but they do give you lovely things to play with, maybe hula hoops or bikes, trampolines, bubble blowers, you know what you've got at home, lots and lots of things. And as you get older, they give you opportunities to play team sports, which are good for you and growing for you. And they come and watch you play. Sometimes they might even coach your team. Or they might take you to dance classes or swimming lessons. You know what it is you do. Your parents make that happen because they want you to grow. So, all eyes this way. This is a really important part. You need to realise, guys, that parents don't do all these things because they think it's fun for them to do. No, they do it because they love you and they're thankful to God that you're a part of their family. And they do all these things because they know that all these things help you to grow and learn and help you to ultimately be the person that God wants you to be. Your parents are great. Let's go back to the respecting part of the story and the obeying part of the story. Because parents do so much for their kids, and so much more than what we've talked about this morning, I was thinking about how long it might take for me to tell you all those things, and it might take me till lunchtime to tell you all the amazing things parents do for their kids. But we're not going to do that today. But doesn't it make sense that kids should be thankful for all of this? That their parents are helping them grow up. Hands up, kids, if you think that what I'm telling you makes some sense. Your parents do all these things for you because God says that they have a job to do to help raise you. Sonia and Hannah. Doesn't it make sense that you guys should do your part and respect and obey them? Yeah, I think so. So I hope today you guys have realised just how much your parents have done, and that we've just taken a few minutes to think about that. I know that probably most of the time you do respect and obey your parents, but there's a temptation out there to not to. And I have an idea, a big idea that might help you to more often want to obey your parents. I love the fact that you're listening, Rebecca. You're beautiful. Okay, my idea is this for when you get home, not just today, but every day. Each time your mum and dad might ask you to do something, i.e. they ask you to obey them, let's say they might ask you to stop annoying your little brother or sister, or to stop playing on the computer and help dry the dishes, or it's time to go to bed, please brush your teeth. My idea is, instead of thinking straight away, no, I want you to stop and I want you to think. Yes, you too, Sammy. I want you to think for just a minute, perhaps about something that day or during that week, or something very special that your parents have done for you to help you to grow. You might even want to say this thing out loud to help you realise how good they are. An example might be, thanks, Dad, for giving me that cuddle when I fell over this morning. Or it might be, I love it, Mum, when you're at school canteen. Or, thanks, Mum and Dad, for playing that game of snakes and ladders with me. My hope is that instead of saying no and you just stop and think about something great that your parents have done for you that you've loved, you will just want to automatically do what they ask and be respectful, obedient kids. Now, my examples might not fit you, but you know what it is that your mums and dads do for you, day in, day out. So, how about mums and dads and kids work together as a team, and the kids try very hard to want to obey? Because, remember, parents are only doing it because God asks them to in His Word, and it's for your very, very best. Now, I'm going to pray for us all now. Pray for the mums and dads as they hear what Mike has to say about obeying children. And pray for all you kids that you might remember to not say no or not think no, and straight away think about something great your mums and dads do for you every day. Okay, I want to sort of close our eyes. And let's pray to God. Dear God, we thank you for the Bible and that it's a book about how much you love us and how you want the very best life for us. And that means following Jesus and living the way he wants us to. And we thank you that in the Bible there's things that help us to know how we're to live, like instructions about obeying and respecting our mums and dads, because then we will live a long life, a good life. Lord, I please help these children each day to be to live the way you want them to live and to say yes to their parents whenever their parents ask them things. Lord, help them to stop when they think of saying no. Help them to think about something great their parents have done for them. And thank you so much for all these wonderful parents who day in, day out, love their children and do so many amazing things to help them learn and grow to be more like you. Please help them listen as they listen to Mike's talk on children obeying parents. And please help these children to remember what we've talked about today and the idea I have. Lord, bless these families and go before them and strengthen them, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.